Welcome to this Friday edition of Focus on the Family. I'm Stuart Shepherd, filling in today for John Fuller. And if you tuned in to hear from Dr. Howard Hendricks on in-law conflicts, we promise we'll return to that program next week. But we just had to interrupt our schedule today so that we could tell you about an outrageous ruling that came down from the California courts. Our host is author and psychologist Dr. James Dobson. And Doctor, you're in California right now, but you wanted to make sure everybody knew about this. Bring us up to date.
Well, thanks, Stuart, for filling in with us today. You used the word outrageous a minute ago to describe what's happening today, and that is my sentiment entirely. What has occurred is yet another egregious decision handed down by a California appeals court that strikes at the very heart and soul of families and their children. That may sound like an overstatement, but I think our listeners are going to understand it shortly. The court has assaulted parental rights again, and this time with a sledgehammer, and it appears to be only the beginning. Our listeners in all 50 states should take note because it's of relevance to them as well. What has occurred in California, as in the past, has a way of seeping into the fabric of the rest of the nation, and I fear that it will occur this time also if we're not diligent to fight it and to pray about what has taken place. This is why we have interrupted our program today, to let everyone know what the court in California has done. And this took place just a few days ago. I have four guests with me today, some of them, most of them on the phone. Let me explain who has joined us. Carrie Gordon Earl is the Senior Director of Issue Analysis here at Focus on the Family, and we always appreciate her coming to help enlighten us on these public policy issues of note. Dr. Mike Ferris is also with us. He's on the phone. He is the co-founder and chairman and general counsel of the Homeschools Legal Defense Association. He is an attorney. Roy Hansen is with us as well. Roy is the executive director of Family Protection Ministries. It was founded in 1986 in Sacramento, and it's the only full-time legislative advocacy organization for bills affecting private schools and private homeschools in California. And also with us is Kathleen. She prefers not to reveal her last name because of fear of reprisals, which tells you a little bit about the importance of what is taking place today. She is a homeschooling mother from Northern California. She's joined us to share her thoughts about the ruling that's taken place and how it's going to affect her family and thousands of other families in California and maybe around the country. So thanks, everyone, for helping us explain this ruling and what its implications are. Mike, I'm going to start with you. You were with us on Focus on the Family just a couple of weeks ago, and we talked about homeschooling at that time and the important role that fathers can have. But we ended that conversation talking about some of the threats to homeschooling that are out there, and that has proved to be prophetic because of today's circumstances. And now here we are, just a few days later, the California courts have again made an aggressive and imperious decision that, as I indicated earlier, assaults parental rights to oversee the education of their own children, and that is what is happening at this time. Mike, give us kind of a quick lawyer's analysis of this ruling and what it means.
Well, as a homeschool dad, let me first say that I think this decision is just unconscionable. What the court has done is they've reached out purposefully. They've reached out in a secretive case that was closed off to anybody's knowledge, didn't let groups like Homeschool Legal Defense Association participate by keeping the veil of juvenile court secrecy about it. But what's happened is this. The court has said that the statutes of California forbid parents to teach their own children at home unless they're a certified teacher. For 99.9% of parents in California, that means you cannot teach your kids at home. And if you are having a child that's in the secondary stages, you cannot teach because you're not certified in everything. So it is effectively slamming the door on homeschooling for everyone, and they've said such outrageous things as it doesn't matter what the kids learn. Learning is not important. It's just simply that we need them intended so other people can watch out, because we can't trust parents. At the heart of this case is a distrust of parents.
Roy, how many homeschool parents are out there? How many kids are involved?
Right at around 200,000 children.
Imagine the arrogance of these three judges sitting there and saying, sorry, you can't teach your own children. And if you're very concerned about the moral integrity and teachings that your children are exposed to, and you've paid the price to do that job at home and made the sacrifice that's necessary for homeschooling, you got to close down and send your kids back to public schools. That takes my breath away. And that's what these three imperious judges have done.
And Dr. Dobson, they did it in what's really a dishonest approach to the law. They've relied on a 1954 decision from California, a 1929 decision from Vermont, ignoring the Supreme Court of the United States, the state's decisions in the interim, ignoring, for example, the Supreme Court of Michigan in 1993 ruled that parents do have a constitutional right to homeschool. They've ignored all that and simply said, you must obey the statute the way we interpret it in a stingy fashion. The whole rest of their jurisprudence is, let's interpret individual rights very generously, very liberally. But when it comes to parents' rights, they take the most stingy approach they could possibly take and just ignore everything that's going on in America. And it sounds just like what's going on in Germany, where homeschooling's banned there as well. And you read the German court decision, you read the California court decision, they're essentially cut out of the same bolt of cloth.
Carrie, you've got to be hot about this.
Doctor, I'm in shock. I mean, this ruling has been called breathtaking, and I think that's an understatement. In the last few days, the families in California must feel like they've been hit so hard with that sledgehammer you mentioned that it's knocked the air out of them. This is a case where the court has clearly overstepped its bounds. It's gone beyond the case that was before them, which was one family, and now they've issued an edict that there is not to be homeschooling without state accreditation and applied that to every family. This is dangerous. It's wide sweeping. And, you know, there's got to be fear and concern on the parts of the hearts of parents in California. And that's our concern today, because they don't know what's going to happen. They don't know if there's going to be a knock on the door. The authorities are going to come and they're going to say, we have a list of your kids and we want you to show up at the school. They really don't know what's going to happen. And I think that's part of the alarm here, is that the court has issued something like this without the clarification for families to really know how this is going to affect them.
Mike, it's my understanding that the people who try to homeschool their kids after this ruling will be guilty of a criminal offense.
That is one of the sanctions the state can bring against them. They listed in a very threatening manner in the opinion all the various kinds of legal sanctions that could be given to parents for continuing to homeschool. Now, it's important to say that until the California Supreme Court rules on this, it's not likely that you're going to see massive enforcement actions against other people. But if this decision isn't overturned in some fashion or limited to just this family in some fashion, we can expect a massive a number of homeschoolers to face threats, at least, if not persecution, if not threats of jail. It really reminds me of the situation when we started Homeschool Legal Defense Association 25 years ago. It's 25 years ago this month that HSLDA was founded. And the law wasn't good at those times. Now, I will say, and I want to say clearly, God has been our protector. And we've seen miracle after miracle. And I expect to see that here in California as well. But you know, from a human perspective, this is incredibly alarming.
Kathleen, you have been homeschooling your 9-year-old son for 5 years. What's going through your mind today?
I am fearful, but I'm also angry that my fundamental right to school my own child can be taken away so swiftly and secretively. And it's interesting because when I've talked to different homeschoolers, I have heard some say that we need to fight this and mobilize, and what can we do and lead us to the right direction, to people like Roy and Mike and Pacific Justice Institute as well. And then other ones say, oh, they wouldn't really do anything. That won't happen. And I really feel it's time to get our heads out of the sand, look at them, face them head on, and what do we need to do to fight this? Because there are a lot of people that can fight this, and we need to.
Kathleen, does this surprise you that the legal system would try to take away your rights to teach your own children?
No, it doesn't surprise me in the least. I wish it didn't happen so soon. I expected them to try, and I'm sure they have tried. Mike could probably tell us many instances where they have tried to take away the rights of parents who homeschool their children. And yet what amazes me is they don't look at the success of homeschoolers, and they are being courted by universities, and they are by and by more successful as a rule than a lot of public school kids. And they're not looking at the success of that. They're looking at the control that they want to have, as I see it.
Mike, this decision for me is reminiscent of an issue that took place in the U.S. Congress and the House of Representatives in the 90s when Congressman George Miller, also from California, did his best to get the Congress to pass legislation that would require teaching credential for anybody who wanted to homeschool their children. And you and I were on the phone together, and we called for a massive outpouring from our listeners. And I'm told that that was the greatest amount of phone calls that has ever gone to Washington. Is that your memory of it?
It's my memory, and I've been told that by former Speaker of the House, many congressmen, and there were millions of phone calls, an estimate of 3 million phone calls in the space of 8 days. And we need the public to be concerned about this as well. Nothing to call Congress about at this point, but you know, I want 3 million prayers to going up to God right now for this, for deliverance of parents in California and the rest of the country. But we do have a procedure where people can make their voice be known. There's a procedure in California to ask the Supreme Court of California to decertify the opinion. What that would mean in net effect is the case would apply only to the family at hand and not to everybody else's rights. And Homeschool Legal Defense has set up on their website a place where people can sign a petition, and we'll put cumulative data from everybody in America. We'll tell them, you know, where people have signed from, and get that data to show the court that people all over the country are concerned about this, concerned about the effect on their rights as parents, and we'll organize that and get that before the California Supreme Court in a proper fashion. So it's time to pray, it's time to get organized, and you know, eventually we may have to face some legislative battles, but right now the focus is the court.
Mike, we're going to provide the information for how people can let their voices be heard in that way. But first, explain again what the remedy is here. What does it mean to depublish a ruling?
It means that the decision is not binding precedent in California and only affects this one family. You know, we would like this family to have the right to homeschool, but it would be a factual decision about them and whether their facts warrant some remedy here. But, and it would take away the precedential effect, and would everybody else in California would be back to the position we were before this court decision. And so it would be an important positive step if we can get the California Supreme
All right.
Court.
Let me put that in non-legal language, and you
okay.
Tell me if I heard you correctly. There was one family that was accused of either abusing their children or not handling them properly. And this case went to the court to address their situation. And then the court ridiculously applied it to all homeschools people throughout the state. And what you're asking the court to do is to make it relevant only to that family and not to everybody else who haven't been accused of anything.
That's exactly right. That's one of the two remedies. We would like this family to win, but if they don't win, we want it limited to just that one set of facts.
Mike, I'm talking about the petition that you would like people to sign. I was wondering if people can go on your website and sign that petition, or if they need to join the HSLDA to do so, because I want to encourage everyone that I know to do so.
Well, while we would like people to join HSLDA, they certainly don't have to. Anybody,
okay.
Whether they're homeschoolers or not, whether they're members or not, we welcome everyone's participation.
Super. I'm thrilled to hear that. Thank you.
Roy, I asked Kathleen if this decision, this invasion of parental rights, surprised her. Did it surprise you?
Well, it certainly, we certainly weren't expecting anything like this, and it definitely has shocked a lot of us in California, and we're very, very concerned about it. One of the things that I would highly advise our homeschoolers in California to do, not in panic, but in wise preparation, is to join HSLDA. It'd be a protection for that family, and joining HSLDA, of course, helps support them in the court battle they're going to be involved in for all of us, and trying to see that this decision is depublished. Homeschoolers out there are more shocked than even us leaders are, because we're getting calls from all over the state constantly coming into all the organizations.
Yeah.
We're hoping.
You know, what really concerned me as a non-lawyer, and Mike, I'm again going to look to you to put it in a legal perspective. But this is not the first time the court has assaulted parental rights with regard to schools. And it is reminiscent of a ruling that was handed down by the Ninth Circuit Federal Court of Appeals. This was back in 2005. I thought this was about the worst decision that I'd ever heard. It was the Fields versus Palmdale School District. It was written by Justice Stephen Reinhart. His name may be familiar with people because he has a history of hostility to Christians and Christian parents. He's the primary voice behind the ruling on behalf of Michael Newdow in the Pledge of Allegiance case that went up to the Supreme Court. So we know this man, Justice Stephen Reinhart, well. And back in 2005, he was instrumental in a ruling that, and I'm going to have to read here, writing for the opinion, he said he found no constitutional violation of parental rights and then denied any relief to parents of first, third, and fifth grade elementary school students who were required to take a sex survey. Now, listen, folks, we're talking first graders taking a sex survey. And the parents objected, and he said, quote, they have no constitutional right to prevent a public school from providing the students with whatever information it wishes to provide, sexual or otherwise, when, as the school determines, that it is appropriate to do so. In sum, we affirm that the Myers-Pierce right, the right of parents to make decisions concerning the care, custody, and control of their children, does not extend beyond the threshold of the school door. Now, here we have parents completely removed from influence over the curriculum of the local school that teaches their children. And now we're telling those parents and others they can't teach them themselves. This is a concerted effort to capture the hearts and minds of these kids, and it's time to say enough is enough.
Well, Jim, you're right on your analysis, and it's like a pincer move. They're pushing parents all in the same direction. There's pressure being put on the private schools in California to stop teaching theories like creationism. There's now homeschoolers are trying to be shut out entirely. There's a method and a to their madness. They're trying to drive everyone into their ideological camp. And these people don't believe in liberty. It's self-evident they don't believe in liberty. They believe in using the schools as a measure to coerce children to be indoctrinated into a particular philosophy. They call it protecting, they call it whatever they want to call it, but it's not freedom of conscience, it's not freedom of parental choice, it's the government telling us all that we've got to sit down and shut up and receive what they want us to receive.
You know, Adolf Hitler in the 1930s said, and this is very close to a quote, he said, "It doesn't matter whether adults go with us or not. We already have their children." That's really where we are now. They already have our children. And after 12 or 13 years of indoctrination, then they are set to change the government, change the culture, and live according to the values and standards such as they are of the far left. That's what's at stake here. It's an attempt to change the nature of the culture, and it is decidedly anti-Christian. Carrie, do you agree with that?
Well, I do, Doctor. And, you know, this comes at an awful time for California parents. They are already being shoved in the corner, as Mike described. There is another arm of this that's kind of coming around parents in California. And that is SB 777. This is a law that was passed by the legislature and signed into law, but it has massive impact on what is being taught about sexuality in public schools in California. We've reported on this. What this law would do if it does go into effect, it would require only positive pro-homosexual messages to be taught in the schools, to the point that even references to a mom and dad or a husband and wife could be stripped from the textbooks. So here you have parents in California looking at this new law, thinking, what am I going to do? How am I going to have recourse in the public schools? These may be parents who are now thinking about homeschooling for the first time because of this law and now the ruling. The parents are caught in the middle. This is a horrible time for the parents to be in this position.
Kathleen, I want to express appreciation to you for making the sacrifice to stay home and school your own son. What went into your decision to do that? That is a sacrifice for you to make.
We love to spend time with our son, and we didn't want to put him in school and not have him with us all day where he can learn not only his reading, writing, and arithmetic, but life skills. And what better place to learn that than with your parents? My husband is in law enforcement, and he sees a lot of things that other people don't in public school. And I come from teaching in a public preschool, and the things that I saw, I knew that I didn't want my son in that situation.
Well, we only have time to let people know how they can express their concerns. Mike, describe the petition. There are probably people who've joined us since we began. The issue we're talking about is an egregious ruling that was handed down in the state of California by the appellate court, indicating that essentially homeschooling is illegal, or very shortly will be, and that those who would persist after that ruling takes effect would be in violation of the law. They would be criminals. And that's what we're talking about. And it has implications for 200,000 school children, homeschool children in the state of California, and about, what, Mike, 2.4 million throughout the country?
That's a good, accurate estimate. It does impact us all. As you said, California leads the nation in the right way sometimes and the wrong way a lot of times. And so the petition that we have on the website of hslda.org allows any person, whether they're homeschoolers or not, whether they're members of HSLDA or not, to urge the California Court of the Supreme Court to make this ruling limited to its facts, to just one family, and not to sweep away the rights of everyone. It's called depublishing, and if you add your voice, we'll organize that in a proper fashion and get that information in a cumulative fashion before the Supreme Court of California and let them know how concerned people in America are about this invasion of parental rights in California.
All right, and you indicated before we went on the air when we had our prayer together that you have a number of phone lines at your organization and that people can call and get more information. Give us that number.
It's area code 540-338-5600.
One more time.
540-338-5600.
And the website, when people click on that address that you gave, what will come up?
Well, there'll be a variety of information, but this is on our homepage. We've got the button there ready for them to express their concern, but it'll be right there, self-evident, front and center.
Okay, and the website again, one more time.
HSLDA.org.
Homeschools Legal Defense Association. Well, thank you, everybody. It's very hard. I'm on a telephone from California, and we have others on the phone and then some in the studio, so it's been a technical chore to do this. I'm not sure everybody got a chance to talk, but I think you can hear our hearts and understand our sentiment, and I just pray that you all will be on your knees before the Lord, symbolically or otherwise, and ask him to protect those children in California and all over the country, because there is a desire to control their hearts and minds, and that's why we came to do the broadcast today. Stuart, take us off, and I want to say thank you to everybody for allowing us to bring you to the microphones electronically, if not in person, on this occasion, because we are heavy of heart. And when we feel that way about what's taking place, we want to share it with as many people as possible. So thank you again, everybody, and we'll keep our listeners informed.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And, Doctor, I'm sure all of our listeners can hear your passion for this issue. For those of you who would like to take action, you can find all that information on family.org. Just click on the Social Issues tab. That will take you to a page with information on how you can be involved, including signing the petition by the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. Again, our website is family.org. That's family.org. Or you may call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. That's 1-800, the letter A, family. 1-800-232-6459. I'll thank you in advance for your prayers for us here at Focus on the Family. We're able to develop programs on timely issues like this one because of your faithful support. We could not do it without you. Today's program was provided by Focus on the Family. Our host is psychologist and author Dr. James Dobson. John Fuller will be back on Monday. I'm Stuart Shepherd, inviting you back next time when we'll turn our hearts toward home.